Jude knew the tradition of the wrestling between Michael and the devil over the body of Moses. Paul knew that the lost tribes were referred to as Gentiles, and yet the glory of the Gentiles, God's election in them, would still be fulfilled, as Hosea said, and he leaves no doubt that they became Gentiles, and the explanation is the law of divorcement, the bill of divorcement, put them away. They're no longer married to God. Don't you think James, the brother of our Lord, who wrote an epistle, knew they existed? How's his epistle open? James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. The church world for years has written the Jews and everybody else off. Because to spiritualize that one, you got to eliminate the Jews. He didn't just say the 10 tribes. And as Josephus said, only 2 of the tribes are under Rome. And James was writing while Rome was still the conqueror. Now, you can't cut his sentence in half. If you say it's a spiritual message only, and then you got to say the church is the 12 tribes and ain't no Jews either. You can't say, well, there's Jews, and James is writing to them, and then to the Gentiles. No, he's writing to the 12 tribes. And by the way, a lot of contradictions of the New Testament just go straight down the drain when you realize James knew who he was writing to, and so did God. James has been polarized for years against Paul. James was writing to the Gentiles. Unless you get that in your head, you'd be like a football player that doesn't know which way to run or throw the ball because you don't know where your goal is. Isn't the Bible fascinating? Do you know Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered? You know what that word scattered means? He could just as easily say the strangers of Jezreel. Elect. I mean, John Calvin just went bananas with this because he limited it totally. Do you know that the whole Christian world has eliminated the Jews and the 10 tribes from New Testament study and have had every single epistle strictly limited in application to the church? You know that? The epistles are for the church. For the evangelical church and historic church has said for years. These epistles are for the church. They refuse to accept the fact that there was war in the New Testament church between the disciples who saw their ministry, the conversion of the elect race, the communicating. Right now in the modern world, there are Jews for Jesus. That's what most of the disciples were. Jews for Jesus type people. Paul was specifically called and made God's voice to the Gentiles, which includes the 10 tribes and all the rest of the Gentiles. The other disciples continued to focus their ministry in the portion of the epistle writing to their brethren the Jews. When they finally began to branch out, James wrote a letter to all the tribes. But he's writing to the tribes still. He's finally moved from Jews to those portion of the Gentiles which are the other tribes. Peter is saying in his own words, he's writing to the elect scattered. We know that Paul wrote to the Galatians that we know in history were the 10 tribes. Now, again, I got people listening to me going to make the same mistake of those that made a British Israelite out of me prematurely. Don't you go box me up yet. I just happen to think it's kind of interesting.